you ever want to start a blues label, you should probably make yourself at home in Chicago, Illinois. That's what a young, impressionable college student named Bruce Iglauer did in 1971 after hearing a band called Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers playing at Florence's Lounge on the South Side. Iglauer quit his job as a shipping clerk at a local record company, recorded Hound Dog Taylor, and launched his own company, Alligator Records. Iglauer says he always dreamed of living in Chicago and soaking up the sounds he heard on every corner.
I realized as I began to hear more and more blues that Chicago was and is the capital of blues music in the world. There's more blues performed in Chicago than any other city or any geographic area in the country. So I came here expecting to hang around and be in the blues clubs for maybe a year before I went back and finished my college, and I never got back to college. I started visiting radio stations, primarily FM stations that had just begun playing a wide variety of rock and folk and blues and jazz music, a format of radio that was being called progressive rock. And this was a brand new format, and it was very wide open, and lots of those DJs were happy to play a blues record.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Everything gonna be alright! Oh, yeah. When I was a little girl, only 12 years old, I couldn't do nothing to save my doggone soul. My mama told me the day I was grown, she said, sing the blues, child. Sing it from now on.
Alligator Records was off and running in the 1970s as blues giants Coco Taylor and Albert Collins signed on. The label, which became known by the slogan Genuine House Rockin' Music, expanded its blues base to include Zydeco master Clifton Chenier and guitarists Johnny Winter and Lonnie Brooks. A turning point came in 1985 with the release of the Grammy-winning album Showdown, featuring a celebrated guitar trio led by Albert Collins.
Showdown brought together three artists who had a very special relationship with one another. They were all making their own records, but Albert Collins, who was just an amazing blues guitar player from Texas, they called him the master of the Telecaster. Albert had tutored, had helped bring forward the talent of both Johnny Copeland, who was another artist from Houston, who sat in with Albert back in the 50s, and the young Robert Cray, who was inspired by Albert to pick up a guitar in the first place when Albert played his show at his high school. And Robert went on to become perhaps the most popular blues star of his generation.
Let your hair down, baby. Let's have a night to ball. Let your hair down, baby. Let's have a night to ball. If you don't let your hair down, woman, we can't have no fun at all.
How did you choose these songs? I mean, of all the songs you could have put on the 40th, why these?
Choosing the songs for the Alligator 40th Anniversary Collection was very hard. I wanted to both try to summarize and encapsulate the history of the label. Of course, I wanted to point the spotlight at some of our most important artists like Coco Taylor and Sun Seals and Albert Collins and Hound Dog Taylor. I also wanted to show the direction the label is going in now. So I wanted to make sure that our current artists, Guitar Shorty and the Holmes Brothers and Michael Burks and Little Ed and the Blues Imperials and Marcia Ball and Anders Osborne and J.J. Gray and Mofo and a number of others were all represented so that the fans could feel how I hear the blues expanding to reach a new and more contemporary audience, as well as glorifying the tradition.
After 40 years, Alligator Records continues to garner accolades. In July, Living Blues Magazine announced the winners of its annual Living Blues Awards. 4 Alligator artists won a total of 7 awards, including James Cotton for Blues Artist of the Year, Male, Most Outstanding Musician, Harmonica, and Best Blues Album, Giant. I'm Doug Levine.